Unit 15. Recording 19.
Have you seen Sam's article for this week?
No, not yet. He'd got as far as Naples last week, hadn't he?
Mm.
Go on, read it out.
Right. He's called it Rest and Rats, from Naples to Amalfi. When I last wrote, I was just north of Naples. I was tired, had big blisters on my feet, and, having fallen over a number of times, I was feeling thoroughly miserable. Now, a week later, I'm sitting in a restaurant looking out over the Mediterranean, watching the sun go down, and life has improved greatly.
That's a bit better. To hear him grumbling last week, you'd think he was about to get on the next flight home.
He sounds in good form now. Listen to this. I had no idea where I was heading when I walked into Naples. Exhausted by a difficult few days, I was only interested in finding a bed for the night. Not wanting to carry my backpack any further than I needed to, I went to the first hotel I came across. But I struck lucky. I'd found a small, friendly hotel. In fact, the welcome I got at the hotel made me decide to stay for a couple of days. While in Naples, I did what all visitors do. I took a tour to Vesuvius and Pompeii. Fascinating places. And it was so good to sit on a coach and give my feet a rest. You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, I went a couple of years ago. Pompeii is amazing. I don't imagine he rested his feet that much, though. It's such a big place to walk around. What else does he say?
Let's see. But after a couple of days of rest and relaxation, I was ready to get back on the trail. Before leaving Naples, I bought yet more walking socks and a new pair of boots. These are not just any old boots, though. Made from the softest leather imaginable. They are as comfortable as a pair of slippers. He must be really pleased. He was getting so many blisters with the old pair. Having left the sprawl of the city behind me, I walked up into the hills to avoid the long trek around the coast. There's spectacular scenery up there and beautiful views to the sea. On the downside, though, the hills are covered in thorny bushes and the whole area is very rocky. At times it was difficult to follow the paths, as they're not well marked, and I often had to retrace my steps. I also had a few unpleasant encounters with the local wildlife. Walking into one village, I was met by a pack of unfriendly dogs. Snarling aggressively, the dogs were pretty terrifying at first, but I found that if I ignored them, they soon lost interest in me. I met some smaller wildlife too. The first night on the hills, I pitched my tent and was ready to sleep. But opening up my sleeping bag, I discovered a scorpion.
You're kidding. Aren't they dangerous?
Well, Sam obviously wasn't sure. I'm no expert on scorpions, and I didn't know if this one was poisonous. I shook it out of my sleeping bag well away from the tent and made sure it was heading off in the opposite direction before I settled down for the night. But then, around 2 in the morning, having been woken up by a scratching sound, I found a large rat trying to get into my backpack. Fortunately, it ran off when I threw my boots at it. What with sleeping so badly and a long and difficult walk along some treacherous paths down from the hills, it was quite a relief to get to Amalfi this afternoon. I'm now ready for dinner. I've been recommended the local speciality of lasagna with ricotta cheese, and a few more miles of walking tomorrow towards Ravello. This time, though, it will be along the coast, and, I hope, scorpion and rat-free. Another report next week.
Well, it sounds like he's enjoying Amalfi anyway. He hasn't got much further to go, has he?
No, probably another 2 or 3 weeks and he'll be back with us.